This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. Another round of profile. This is our question. Person, place, a thing. What is the name that you will always remember? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Carson. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So when I was about 18, I used to work at a hotel down in Bellevue, which was a super sweet job for the Seahawks day for their season.
Ah.
But that was cool meeting them. But the name, I was a room service server. We used to have to answer the phones, you know, and the names would pop up and you'd have to be super professional. And one of the guidelines is using their name as much as you can while you're talking to them. So when the call came in, I looked at the phone. And on the phone, it said Dr. Poon.
Dr. Coon?
Poo.
Dr. P-O-O-N.
Oh, Dr. Poon. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, did Dr. Poon come down? Did you meet him?
I wasn't the server that actually went up, thankfully, because I was having a hard enough time keeping it together on the phone, you know. And the thing is, you know, you get secret shoppers all the time, so you didn't know.
But yeah, when they set you up with that, like, I'm a secret shopper, but I'm going to go by Dr. Poon
today.
Right.
I mean, it would have been a great tactic. You know, you never know, but...
How many times do you think you said his name during the course of your conversation with him?
Probably about 7. And I had to keep muting myself because I was dying. I'd be like, you know, good evening, Dr. Poon. And I was like, the first one set me off. I had to, like, mute it and, like, laugh for a second, you know. It was bad.
Huh. Okay. Dr. Poon. I wonder what kind of doctor he was.
God damn. You know, I hope he's an OBGYN. I'm Dr. Poon. Like, oh, it's a horrible name. No, that's
that
my
horrible.
Actually, and it's just more the accent of the people we had to deal with. I think, Miles, we're at your old apartment, and we were trying to order Chinese food. Do you remember this?
Oh,
and we had gotten stoned, but we're ordering Chinese food. I mean, legitimately, we're hungry, and legitimately, we want Chinese food. But every time we call this place, this same lady answered the phone, and her accent was so funny to us when she would read back the order, we couldn't get through ordering.
Mm-hmm.
You remember this? We had to keep passing the phone back and forth to get one order up, because no matter what you said, she'd repeat it to you, and when she spoke, there was no way to not laugh.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
yeah, man, yeah. We're going to be shrimp fry. And I mean, just like, you got to do this. I can't do it. It took like 15 minutes to place a simple order. Honest to God, it's such a sad thing. And so, just pathetic. But just no matter what she said, it was goddamn funny.
I want to say, and I'm pretty sure this is correct. I'm paraphrasing on this, but there's a guy in town, and he does vasectomies. And he's obviously a doctor, but he's like... His real ass, it's like, it's not Dr. Snip or something like
that. Like Chop, I think.
Yeah, like, but it's like really like Richard Chop.
And yeah, his name's like Dick Chop or something like that.
Honest to God, and he does vasectomies. And he advertised. So like I've even seen like in some place where it says like, you need a vasectomy, talk to Dr. Dick Chop.
But my question would be this. You're not unaware of what your name is. I'm sure you want to be a doctor. You go to med school. Did you decide to specialize in this because of your name?
Let me see if he's still around.
You know what
I think that's his name. Or like it's like Dr. Snip or whatever.
I feel like I remember.
Oh, here he is. Okay,
yeah, Dick Chop.
There he is right there. Richard T.
Dick T. Chop, mm-hmm. M.D.
Okay, good times.
I don't know if I trust
him. He's in Austin, Texas. Yeah, he's in Austin, Texas. This guy's in Austin, Texas. There's got to be another name. Either way.
Person, place, a thing. What is the name you'll always remember? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Kendra. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So I used to work for a whale watch company up in Alaska.
And so when we were late for work, our cat had to go in late for some reason. We'd actually go out on the tours with the passengers to get a ride out to this island that I worked on. And I was up in the main cabin or the wheelhouse with the captain, who was my friend. And he says, hey, watch this or listen to this. So I didn't know the name of his crew or anything. So he gets on the loudspeaker, kind of introduces the crowd. And then he says, and if anybody gets hungry, my cock is in the galley for you.
Yeah, we laugh at that every day ourselves.
A second my cock, huh?
That's right.
Yeah, it was a good
one. Know what? I believe that I know that person very well that you're talking about.
For real?
Yeah, as he spells his last name, H-O-C-K.
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah, he's a hell of a golfer. I know him well. And he's a hell of a chef.
I think you may have told me about him.
Oh, yeah, I just played golf with him like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's right. You were like, man, you're not going to believe this.
Yeah.
There's another guy named Mike Hawk.
We took every one of his drives in six holes, which is not good. Person, place, or thing, what is the name you'll always remember? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jamie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I have a buddy in Spokane who he brews his own craft beer and distributes it. And a couple of years ago, he decided to dabble with hard apple cider because everyone kept bugging him about it because apparently he made a really good hard apple cider.
All right.
So when he made it and started distributing it, he named it. Originally, it was named Dickens Hard Cider, but then he switched it around to Hard Dickens Cider.
Yeah, do you know why? Because it was already done and copyrighted.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. It's been around for about 20 years. There's one on the East Coast. It's, they're probably one of the first major ciders that actually had alcohol in it.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
that's why
he apparently did not know that, and neither did I.
Yeah, that's true. That's
Dickens cider.
Yeah, they used to do t-shirts. They used to do everything. It was kind of like one of those, like, you've been to Big Peckers, you've been to the Brass Balls.
Right.
It was complete East Coast. Buy a t-shirt. Here's Dickens cider.
Two things. One is a comment. One, I have a question for you, Miles. The doctor you were talking about, Dr. Chop, is in Austin, Texas. Locally, it's Dr. Snip, and this guy says I've done it.
Okay, all right.
He went to Dr. Snip.
I thought it was Snip.
So the radio station put on a food event a couple of years ago. Oh, man, it was something about, it was like sliders. Long story short, I do not remember.
Oh,
the actual name of the event was.
No, it was.
But the boss started getting pissed because we wanted to call it
Sliders and Ciders.
Yeah, Slider and Cider.
Yeah, exactly. So you'd have.
But I don't remember
you'd
what
have
the
delicious sliders.
Sip and slide?
Sip and slide.
Yeah, we want to call it Slider and Ciders.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we're like, why not Slider and
it's
Cider?
It's so catchy.
It really is.
Slider and Cider.
You get
a little tiny sandwich, you get a cider. Great afternoon.
Slider and Cider.
Slider and Cider. Think of the t-shirt you could sell.
Man, oh man, they did not find that
no,
funny.
No, not at all. Person, place, or thing, what is the name you'll always remember? 844-999-0.
I like both of those things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
So I have a story of a business owner in Canada, and the store he owns is called Loblaws, very similar to Albertsons or Safeway.
Okay.
And the CEO of this store is named Robert, and the last name of the store is Loblaws. So short for Robert, Bob. Last name, Loblaws. So hence the name, Bob Loblaws.
How very Canadian.
Yeah, so we
Bob
apologize
Loblaws.
Every time we call his name.
That's great.
Blah, blah, blah.
That's great. Blah, blah, blah.
He's a CEO. Didn't stop him.
Hello, Lexi. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola.
Hola. So my story is I was 8 years old living in a very small town in Arizona, and there was a family of hippies that lived across the street from us in a school bus, and their daughter's name was Raspberry Weed Eater.
Raspberry Weed Eater?
Yep.
I mean, look, man, be as hippie as you want, but again.
Yeah, where's
remember,
the weed? Raspberries.
Your kids are the ones that have to live with
but
your decision.
Were their last names Weed Eater?
Yeah.
for real, or do you think they changed it to that because they're in a super hippie
lifestyle? I'm sure they changed it to it due to some hippie thing, but yeah, the kids' names were really weird. Hers was Raspberry, and the little brother's name was Red Wing, and then there was Olga.
Olga might have got the worst of it.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather be Raspberry than Olga.
Because if you say your name's Raspberry, people go, all right, either your parents are rich or they're hippies. Yeah. If your name is Olga, you're just like, you're a 95-year-old German woman.
Yeah.
Olga.
Yeah, that's always stuck with me, so yeah.
Raspberry weed eater.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't know, man. Like, rich people get away with it because their kids don't want for anything, right? What'd you name your kid? Apple. Like, if a normal person names your kid Apple, it's like, why do you hate your kid? But that kid's going to be rich. Doesn't matter. Rocco, all this stuff.
I will say, because I've been to a lot of things. So I get the hippie name, especially if people grow up in communes, or whatever. Yeah. But it is strange if you're not prepared and you meet somebody and they hit you with a name like that.
What's the weirdest one you've heard? The first one I ever heard was Tuesday. There was a kid who lived on a commune named Tuesday, and her sister's name was Sunshine.
Yeah, Sunshine. There's always like those kind of names or astrological names.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is Aquarius. Like,
mm-hmm.
But again, as a parent, there are things that we think sound cool, but you can't put it on your kid. Like, make it your nickname if it matters that much to you.
I will say, I think it's easier, like he's saying, like, if there's a family and you guys all have the kind of strange names, it's like, all right, we grew up in a commune, this and that. But yeah, there's just one, you know, scientific map, and it's just him. It's like, that's strange.
Oh, we had London, Paris, and what was the other kid?
Like Al Jr.
Yeah, and Al Jr.
I had a girl at school with named Brooke Trout.
God damn.
Which was weird. And another one named Crystal Clear. Actually, Rhonda Trout was in my grade.
Was she the one who used to beat your ass or something?
No, that was Debbie Klingensmith. Her older brother was Brooke Trout.
Okay.
So he was Brooke Trout, but they were all friends with Crystal Clear.
Are you kidding?
No.
Brooke Trout and Crystal Clear.
Crystal Clear.
So would it have been fair to name one of those kids Rainbow?
You could have.
Yeah, Rainbow Trout, Brooke Trout, Lake Trout.
Lake Trout.
You're from Baltimore.
Brooke got it the worst. Out of everybody I know.
Yes.
Brooke got out the worst.
It's Brooke Trout.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand why, man. Goddamn.
At the time, we thought Brooke was a pretty cool name. Until you put Trout at the end of it.
Well, that's the thing. Right. Rainbow's not bad if you're a hippie unless your last name's Trout.
Still to come, Ted versus the FCC. Bad jokes and your emails on our question. Person, place, or thing. What is the name that you will always remember? Those emails coming up next from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Silicon Bad jokes. We'll drink and tell us with a shout of the day. First time for a few emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Our question, person, place, or thing. What is the name that you will always remember? I went to school with a guy named Harry Barber and a girl named Candy Mon. Or Candyman, but the one that I'll always remember that'll stick in my mind, and I saw this again this last year while in Baltimore again. By the way, what is up with all the cross-eyed people in Baltimore? That is a great question.
The water.
East
side of Baltimore, man. Chromium plant.
There really are. Anyway, I saw a license plate from Coons on it. Funny in itself, but to an outsider for the TV ad, like, Big Coons Black Friday sale. Still has me laughing. That from D.B. Cooper.
I remember when they launched, being in high school there, and some brothers was pissed.
Hola, gentlemen of Wabin. I wanted to share the unique names of a husband-wife couple down south in a county I know. I know for a fact that this is their real names. I went to high school with their two kids. They are Richard and I'm a Boner.
Jesus.
You really can't make this stuff up. What mother would let her daughter named Ima marry someone with that tragic last name? I can't wait for more details on an anniversary 3000 show party. Either can we. That from Afro Molly. Guys, Easy as Pie and Ola Robin and those other guys you deal with. When I lived in Wallingford, my ex-girlfriend and I loved to go eat some delicious dumplings and other Chinese food in the International District. One of the places we went to was called Big Wong.
The place next door was called House of Hong. No joke. Robin, I'm still going to send you some of those nose plugs. That's from Sir Jolly Joe. When I lived in Boise, there was a store there that sold hockey equipment. They called it the Puck Hut. They had a hand-painted sign, and at least once a week, someone would sneak out there and help them change the first letter.
Of course.
Of course, the result made it sound more like a brothel than a hockey store. I didn't envy the guy who constantly had to fix the letter. That from Dave. Guys, while I was in the Navy, all ranks from E1 to E3 are known as seamen. One girl had the last name Tester. She had that title till she earned the rank of third class petty officer. That from the unthawed Mexican back in San Antonio. Guys, I had a superintendent named Philip Butts. Hola bitches, I pulled off of I-90 near Spokane for some gas and passed a place that caught my eye. The Come In Bar and Grill. Sounds like they closed down for defrauding the government. Keep on rocking. That from B-Dub. I went to St. Pat's Catholic School in Tacoma, and my first grade teacher name was Sister Bubinick.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Ola, I used to work at a phone company a few years ago, and when people would come into the store and all the salespeople were busy, we would take their name down and add them into the list of people that were about to be taken care of. The queue would be displayed on TV monitors around the store. One day, this Asian guy walks in, and I greet him and ask for his name. After multiple unintelligible responses, I asked to see the gentleman's ID. His name was Dong Lin Wang. I add him to the list, trying to not burst out into laughter when a manager approaches me and says, "What the hell? Why did you put that name in there?" Obviously thinking it was fake, I assured my manager it was indeed his real name. The best part was when the next salesman freed up and began calling out across the store, "Wang! Donglin Wang!" I was laughing so hard I had to go back in the room and take a fiver. That from Anthony. Went to school in a small town in Texas. One boy's name was Trampas and another catfish Purvis. Add from Stephanie. Guys, I'm in the Navy, and when I was in school, we had two different ways to be addressed based on our jobs. Electricians were seamen, and mechanics were called firemen. And we all get petty officer after we graduate. Right before I got there, an electrician graduated school as petty officer. Before she graduated, she was officially called honorary fireman, Guzzler.
Oh, no.
Legitimately, her last name is Guzzler, and she was an electrician. As a mechanic, me and my classmates of the other mechanics, all with the maturity of 14-year-olds, were almost crying from laughing so hard.
Of course.
Thanks, guys. Keep on rocking. That one is from Dylan. Guys, I taught kindergarten a couple years ago. One student was named Strosity. First conference, I just inadvertently asked what it was short for, Monstrosity.
Oh, no.
They named their kid Monstrosity. The full name, Monstrosity Jones.
Yeah, he won't have issues.
That from Beth. It's kind of a cool name in a weird way. Monstrosity Jones, you call him the monster?
Yeah, but as a kid, not so much. As a grown adult, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'd rather be Poop Johnson.
You'd rather be Poop than Monstrosity?
Yes.
What if you're Monster Johnson?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would say I'd pick Monster Johnson, yeah, but too. Not Monstrosity.
If you had a name, last name Johnson, you can do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Ola, when I was in the Navy, we did have a guy in my shop whose name was Michael Hunt, and we did call him Mike. We also had a girl stationed on the ship who was a seaman, and her last name was Seaman Sample. Also, to add one to the job description ratings, the Navy has is Interior Communications Electrician, IC. Now, we had a petty officer second class on board who had the last name Balls, so when you put his rate, rank, and name together, it reads, I see two balls.
No. It's I see two balls.
Yep. Now the Navy ships have ships' PA systems to pass a word. When you have to pass a word for any of these two sailors, officers come running to the quarterdeck to find out why their names are being called, thinking that it's some sort of prank, only to find these sailors will be standing there. Good laughs every time they would have their names passed. That from Sean. Dude's the director emeritus of the Baltimore Ravens marching band is named Harry Wacker. I also played there with a guy named BJD. He was in the Army, so he was a private. When he had a kid, he ran around with a picture of him yelling, "Who wants to see my little..." Yeah. That from Cullen. No joke, I know a guy named Woody Smallwood, Woody Smallwood Cox.
Damn.
In my last job, I dealt with a lot of different names and started a list of the weird ones. Here are a few. Leland Pretty Weasel.
Holy Paradox Apollon, Savon Moore, Zachary Slater, which I guess is a Saved by the Bell reference.
Yeah.
Angel Pagan, Samson Samson, Justin Kills Small, Robert Kills Plenty, Benita McClam, Charlie Cheeks, Vincent Minicows,
Chuck Cheeks,
Shartina Kemp, Jewel Case, Harold Three Legs, and Joseph Left Hand Bull. And silliest of all, Bit Silly.
Damn.
Ola bitches, years ago, I got an email from Dr. B.J. Hardick, so I didn't open it, but figured a friend was pranking me. After no one said anything along the lines of asking me if I got a strange email, I looked up the doctor. He exists. Doctor what? I don't know.
Yeah, he made the list of bad names.
He did. Doctor of what? I'll never find out. That from Aaron. Knew a kid once named John Cox, went into the Navy. His starting rank was seaman like everyone else. Any comments today?
Oh, yeah, we got a few. It says, older naked ladies, hey, guys, my sister went to school with a Steel Johnson. That's also my porn name. All the bitches, back in high school, I knew an Asian kid named Chow Cox. This name I like. It takes a second. Arvet, that's the first name. Butcher. Arvet Butcher. A Jack Niehoff, Dick Wacker, a dentist in Nebraska by the name Dr. Fangtooth. If you go to Needmore, Pennsylvania, which is already a bad name, look for TNA Farms. My last name is Peters, and my dad wanted to name me Harry. Thank God for my mom. All the bitches, my third grade teacher's name was Mrs. Goodhead. My ex-lady friend was Sharon Peters, Devil's Triangle. I was in the Air Force. We worked with a seaman from the Navy. He was Seaman Floods. And the old meat department manager at a store I worked at was named Dick Lister.
Okay. Time for a few birthday emails here. Guys, dear men's room, it says, Ola, I am writing to express my desire to have you wish me a happy birthday.
We'll see.
There is only one slight hitch in my request. My birthday falls on a Saturday this year, but I will always appreciate the men's room and how you care as much as you do about your listeners and coworkers. Could I have the Dirty Germans wish me well? Yours in Violet, that from VD. You know him as Veggie Dog.
You mean Veggie Dog that works here?
The guy who, yeah. Basically traded in a party bus for a number of hours for four tickets to the Pacific Science Center.
On that alone, I would say no, but dude, you know our rule. Like, hey, happy birthday and all, but it's not your birthday. We cannot sing the birthday song you on your birthday.
Guys in Wabin, can I get a birthday shout out from my buddy Brad? I would like, your penis is too small, and the dirtiest of Germans talking about what his wife is going to do to him tonight. Thanks a lot, guys. That from Will.
Yeah, for your birthday, I bought your wife a strap-on, and she will do to you tonight what I did to her last night. There are no safe words.
No safe word, actually, is a brand we like to wear.
Yeah, no safe word condoms.
Yeah, I mean, he did say his penis is too small, so the strap-on may be real.
Yeah, it will not be too small.
But you might enjoy it.
Guys, huge fan of your show. I've been listening for 6 years. You guys are very talented. Absolutely love hearing all that you do. You deserve all that's coming to you for show 3000.
That sounds like a threat.
It really does. I wrote in and was hoping a third time's a charm, and I'd finally hear a shout-out. I know you guys get tons. I was shocked as a clam when I heard my name being read aloud. All of it was fantastic, and none of it was for me. It was for another guy named Alex, some other Alex. Anyway, I'm hoping this year my actual birthday will be celebrated on your show. It would be a great honor. Stay beautiful and keep on rocking. Real name, Alec Whitehawk. Alec Whitehawk.
Okay.
He says, Robin is awesome with the German. Steve and Ted, best improv in the radio biz. Miles, your Baltimore accent makes me laugh. Mike, you stick to your guns and staple dishes, and I love it. How about the Dirty Germans there for Alec Whitehawk?
Yeah, unfortunately, this evening it will not be White Hawk. Tonight it will be Black Hawk for you.
Yes, White Hawk, Black Hawk, either way. Let's just pet these hawks.
Yeah, and we will remake the movie Black Hawk Down. Much different.
Yeah, but only after a couple rounds.
Oh, Jesus. Guys, I'd like to request a birthday song from my awesome fiance, Brandy, turning 34 today. Can she have a Sarah Palin Suck It Up cupcake and some of those amazing Dirty Germans, please? Thanks, guys. That from Colby.
So, suck it up, cupcake?
Yeah, what's his name? Brandy. I will do what I do with a bottle of brandy and wrap my lips around it.
Yes, it's Brandy. It sounds awesome. Maybe she has a little puffy pizza on her. Yes, you have to figure that out. Where would a puffy pizza be on a woman?
Yeah.
No safe words.
Yeah, do we want to see puffy pizza when we find it?
Yeah, since it's brandy, how puffy is different.
Puffy pizza?
Yeah.
Must be a German thing.
Yeah, a code word.
Matulas!
What's your 6 feet socks this way?
My husband loves you guys. Listen to you every day, and it's his birthday. I thought I'd see if you could give him a shout out. He is turning 35. His name is Zach. How about a little kid fish sandwich and a suck it up cupcake? Thanks, guys. You're awesome, and rock on. That from Leanne.
Fish sandwich!
So suck it up, cupcake!
Matulas, it's my boyfriend's birthday. He loves the show, listens to it every day, and talks about it all the time. Even has the 8-year-old making requests to turn the radio station on when you guys' show is on.
Yeah.
Could you please wish him a happy birthday with a dirty German talking about old man bees and maybe whatever else you guys got. Thanks. That from the lovely Junelle.
Yeah, we always appreciate the old man bees because you don't even have to take off your pants. You just lift your pant leg and there they are next to your ankles.
Yeah, I mean, it's the use of bees' toy, and it was this man, and you could stretch him.
Yeah.
Very far. Old bees are kind of like this Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah, the Stretch Armstrong that doesn't snap back.
This does not snap back. Every day they get lower.
Yeah, we walk around the room holding them in hand like a leash.
Yeah, summer is dangerous.
Guys, first time requesting a birthday shout out. I'm looking to score a first date with this really cute gal I met online. Can I have the dirty Germans to give me a hand? She's an EMT. FYI, mouth-to-mouth resuscitation is not done anymore. Thanks again, guys. That from Alan.
Yeah, we would love to help you by giving you a hand, but the hand would be in the shape of a fist.
Yeah, I mean, she's an EMT. She already likes things dirty and should be wearing something sexy.
Yeah.
Ask her if you can do it in the back of the bus.
Yeah, you can use my ass as an oxygen mask.
If we're in the business, you call the ambulance the bus.
Guys, having a birthday shout out to my husband, Bobby, is 38. He wants to hear the dirty Germans. Thank you, guys. That from Jackie.
Yeah, Jackie is what we will be doing tonight.
Yeah, me, you, and this Bob. I like a Bob.
Yeah, we will say her name and get to it.
Maybe
yeah,
Bob we will and have, Jackie.
We will have fun with Jackie. Yeah.
And we will also Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See who Bob's the most.
Yeah, you sound like an exciting couple, Jackie and Bob.
Bob says it's not an apple, but you found it.
Yeah, that is what I signed on massage waiver. I would like Jackie and Bob.
Snow biting.
And my good friend Dave is a big 4-0 today. Please give him some dirty German from Thrill and some Aussie Ted talking about Dave's prehistoric wood. Keep on rocking. Thank you, guys. That from Ted.
Yeah, you hit 40, your wood becomes prehistoric. But remember, that means it's petrified and always rock hard.
Yeah, Ted here from Melbourne. Unlike that German fella, we don't like petrified wood. Nothing scares us down here.
Guys, today's my dad, Brian's 52nd. He's been a long-time listener to your show. How about a fish sandwich and a suck-it-up cupcake? Thanks, guys. That from Sierra.
Fish sandwich. So, suck it up, cupcake.
Which is that a birthday for Russell Wilson?
I think so, maybe. I don't know.
Abitolas, it's my 53rd birthday today, and I decided a better email before it's too late. How about an original fish sandwich and a Leroy Jenkins? Keep on rocking, guys. That from T-Pain.
Fish sandwich.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Francisco Garcia, 53. Wow, that's old. How about a double joy chestnut and a suck-it-up cupcake? Thanks, guys. That from Moon Construction.
Howie Chestnut.
Hi, guys. Here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
And one more because I want to read it because we finally got a nice email here. It says, hi, guys. It is Nancy here from Massachusetts. I just wanted to say thank you guys for being so awesome. Your show makes me so happy, especially on my really bad days. You guys always make me smile and laugh. It's been a rough year since my MS diagnosis. My days can be good for a while or bad for a while, but when I listen to you guys on WAAF, it really makes all the MSBS worth it.
MSBS.
Dirty German talk makes me so damn happy. I put you guys on Smoke a Little Green, my medicine, relax, and all my stress goes away. So thank you so much. You guys seriously make my life a lot better. Well, thank you, Nancy. We appreciate you listening.
Yeah, these dirty very Germans cool. Have a cane that can help you with.
Yeah, no medical diagnosis keeps us away.
I think we need to go back in time to the last time we played Ted versus the FCC. If we could, let's go back in time.
Time. Funk, the funky fun king and his funky fun king fun kingdom.
Three touchbacks.
Funk, the funky fun king and his funky fun king fun kingdom.
One.
Funk,
the Funky Fun King in his Funky Fun King Fun Kingdom.
Two!
Funk, the Funky Fun King in his Funky Fun King Fun Kingdom.
Wow! All right, we got a win. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000. And their job, or win, and walk away with nothing.
Oh, yeah.
It's time
oh, yeah.
for Ted versus the FCC.
Wow. It's good time. Oh, what a late night.
Turns out methamphetamine does not keep you awake nearly as well as they say.
No, I think they're cutting that with fentanyl these days. Man,
is that what it is?
That's why we crashed so hard. Either way, we came up with some brilliant rhymes and riddles.
Your best writing. No, you take the credit.
You know what, man?
Your best writing.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. It is the best stuff.
Pat myself on the back.
You should.
I had a good one for you, Tim. We came in and, would you believe it or not, a listener named David. He sent in a Ted versus the FCC submission. So you know what we say.
Listener comes first.
Listener comes first.
Listener right. first.
Absolutely.
Especially
I say that all the time. I say that in the bedroom, too.
Yeah, listener comes first.
Mm-hmm. This week on Ted versus the FCC.
He was important.
Oh.
David, nope. I'm thinking about a damn sculpture.
This David, the naked dude?
Yeah.
Oh.
Michelangelo thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, David sends us a Ted versus the FCC, and it goes something like this. Sailor Clint has a dirty crock. Clint uses his ship spit to clean his dirty crock. Get your spitty ship cook crock out of my ship. Spit crocks are not safe. The way we play Ted versus the FCC is you need to read that one time through and then three times fast.
Sailor Clint has a dirty crock. Clint uses his ship spit to clean his dirty crock. Get your spitty ship cook crock out of my ship. Spit crocks are not safe.
Three times fast.
Sailor Clint has a dirty crock. Clint uses his ship.
Okay. All right. That was a tough one there. Lots of ships, lots of crocks, lots of dirty crocks in Ted versus the FCC.
Terrible what you just said, Tim.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that is.
That is a story of Sailor Clint.
I don't know about this Clint guy and what he was doing. Right? What was he doing out there?
Bad jokes coming up. Get those bad jokes ready to go. 844-999-OLA. You can email the bad jokes to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Bad jokes coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Bad joke time, 844-999-OLA. But first, to ensure that the bad jokes last for generations to come,
generations.
We first must bring you these rules.
This is the official Men's Room bad jokes rules. A bad joke is a bad joke. Not necessarily a dirty joke. For instance, a guy walked into a bar. I think we know how that one ends. And yes, we all know about the man from Nantucket and what he can do. So a bad joke is a bad joke. Not necessarily an offensive one. I mean, we all know that Jews own Hollywood. And what's better than winning a gold medal at the Special Olympics? Just keep these simple rules in mind before you call.
And now, the Men's Room proudly brings you Bad Jokes.
Mike Hawk here to kick off the bad jokes.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau just announced that Canada will one day rule the world. And on that day, we'll all be sorry.
Bad joke time, 844-999-OLA. Here comes one from Josh. I went to a costume party dressed as a chicken. I met a girl dressed as an egg. A question as old as time was answered. From Rainier, what do you call a slow dragon's butt? What do you call a slow dragon's butt?
What do you call a slow dragon's butt?
Dragon behind.
What did the cop say to his belly button?
What did the cop say to his belly button?
You're under a vest.
I saw in the news last night that someone had robbed a midget while he was walking down the street. I can't believe that someone would stoop that low. Have a great week. From the Bonnie Lake Cowboys.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Hey, so why did the banana go to the hospital?
Why did the banana go to the hospital?
He wasn't peeling well.
Oh, peeling. Why was the snowman smiling?
Why was the snowman smiling? I don't know.
He could see the snowblower coming down the street. What do you call a magician without magic? It's going to take you a second on this one. What do you call a magician without magic?
What do you call a magician without magic?
Ian.
Magician. Okay, yes.
Is that a spelling joke?
Yes, yes. Spelling joke.
All right.
Hello, Blake. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, what's the worst part about being an egg?
What is the worst part about being an egg?
You only get laid once, and it's by your mom.
Oh, God. God.
Damn.
Jeez, man. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So did you guys hear about the road worker who was stealing from the job?
No.
Yeah, he had all the signs.
There you go, Bad Jokes, Wobbin, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve and Throwhill to find out who we're toasting. Yes, indeed. Today, we toast Mr. Alan Harris of Hartford. Any guesses?
Connecticut.
Kentucky.
Oh,
Hartford, Kentucky.
Yeah, I figured I'd set you up for that, because, you know. Anyway, Alan has been married to his wife, Nina, since 2006. And with Valentine's Day this week, Alan asked her what she wanted for Valentine's Day. And I like this approach, because she's very practical. She said, look, if you're going to get me something for Valentine's Day, get me something that lasts. And as an example, she said, you know what? Like, if you're going to get me flowers, buy tulips, because if you buy the tulips, then I can plant them outside. And
it lasts
longer. Yeah. Right, they come back. They're annuals, so they'll come back each year. And he says, okay. And apparently, this was at night, right before they went to bed. So, Valentine's Day comes around, and he comes walking home, and he's very excited because he got her exactly what she wanted and handed her a dozen turnips. Took her a second. She did not understand why he handed a dozen turnips. And he said, I don't know why you want turnips, but that's what you said you wanted last night, so you can plant them. She explained it. She actually said tulips. She forgave him, and now they've had a good chuckle about it.
Turnips. That's like a root vegetable, isn't it?
Yes. But she said specifically, like, tulips. He hears turnips, something I can plant. So he goes to the store, doesn't get it, thinks his wife is weird, says the hell with it. She wants a dozen turnips. I'll buy a dozen turnips.
What if I'll turn up for tulips.
Oh, Jesus. God, Ted.
I wonder if they still planted the turnips.
I think they did.
Okay.
I think they actually did plant the turnips.
Is a turnip, is that gross, like a radish?
Not too far away.
Radishes suck.
You don't like radishes?
No, I want to get that out there.
Not even on like a taco, like a street taco? No.
You don't like radishes? Why does everyone tell? He said he doesn't like radishes.
Because it brightens it up. It gives it a crispy crunch. It's very tasty.
So does the taco shell.
Yeah.
You don't need something crunchy. Like, get a goddamn crunchy taco.
I think radishes have their place on a taco.
Oh, man, they
but my wife is French.
Anyway.
She'll like these radishes. No, I didn't.
Right.
You had French radishes?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
I don't know. It still tastes like dirt. It's a radish. They suck.
God. Such anger.
We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think
yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
Let's get a contestant online for profile. This will take caller 9 now. 844-999-OLA.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.